fire.
Watching any World Cup?
I watched World Cup yesterday. Yeah. Thought the afternoon game, so.
Science when the guys kept pulling on their hamstrings and stuff. Is that apples and oranges? I mean,
I don't know what's going on with that, so it's out of my realm. I'm just glad they won.
You have everybody. You've had pretty much everybody in attendance for the OTAs and stuff.
We had 100% attendance for everything. So.
And including mini camps. I mean, what do you think that says? What kind of message does that send, do you think?
We got a bunch of guys who love playing football. So.
Travis Long, of last season, were you able to get a true evaluation of him on the practice squad? And what have you seen now on the field?
He's really improved. You know, I think obviously we got him. He was coming off of an injury, so, you know, we spent the year on the practice squad. Didn't miss any time, but you could tell he was still recovering from the injury. But has really made some great strides and is really a guy that's really pushing hard to make this football team. You know, I think he'll be able to contribute from a special team standpoint, obviously adding to some depth at the outside linebacker spot. So he's definitely a guy you got to keep an eye on right now.
What's your evaluation of the year that Fletcher Cox had last year, and where is he in terms of progress?
Fletcher's transitioning from a 4-3 to a 3-4 defense. So obviously, you know, I think that his production towards the end of the year was most like everybody on our defense was a little bit better towards the end of the year than it was at the beginning of the year. But he's a big physical, can run for a big guy. Very difficult to block in one-on-one situations, try to create some one-on-one situations for him. But I think he's really starting to get acclimated to what we're doing on the defensive line and for him.
How different was last year's off-season program than this year's, where last year you had to install everything and this year you pretty much hit the ground running?
Yeah, it's a lot different. Obviously, there's a transition that goes on when you have a new staff, so we're all teaching new systems, offensively, defensively, special teams. Players are getting to know the coaches. Coaches are getting to know the players. You know, we're evaluating what they can do. They're evaluating us from that standpoint. So I think, you know, where everybody knows where they're supposed to go, you don't have to explain what's going on, what this meeting is about, where we're headed to, what's the schedule, why we're doing it in this manner. You know, we spent a lot of time explaining not only what our systems were, but why we were doing what we were doing. So guys had a understanding, you know, we're not an operation that just says do it just because we said so. You know, it's a I believe we need to explain and make sure they understand the why to it, because the more they have a better understanding of what we're trying to get accomplished, whether it's in a meeting room or whether it's in a weightlifting session or a training session or whatnot, that I think the more they're going to get out of it. So spent a lot of time in our first year explaining what we were doing, why we were doing it, and now it's, you know, more of the older guys grabbing the younger guys and saying, hey, this is where we're going, this is what's going on, and this is the reason we're doing it, so we don't have to spend as much time on that stuff.
Because this week, you got 3 days left, obviously, before camp. Offensively, let's start with that. Offensively, what are you trying to get in these 3 days before you know you don't have them for a while?
Honestly, the same things we got in the first 10 OTAs, so this is just opportunity number 11 for us, so it's not, we didn't take an approach that this is different than what went on in the last couple of weeks. The only difference is in the schedule is that they get to stay here in the afternoon, and we had a walkthrough in the morning, and in the afternoon we get to watch tape, and we have them here a little bit longer. But our schedule and our practice in terms of times, periods, all the other things, is the same exact thing we did in the other 10 OTAs.
Same style offensively and special teams, it's the same.
Yeah, everything's in. And we, you know, the way the off-season program goes, you know, we had 2 weeks of just meetings, and they were just with the strength coaches, and we weren't with them on the field. Then we had 3 weeks where we were with them on the field. The offense and defense couldn't go against each other. Now we've had 3 weeks of OTAs, and then this is just the last week of it. So, you know, everything from an insertion standpoint, all that stuff has been in. It's been inserted actually multiple times. You know, we inserted it, then went back, started back over again, and did it again. So they have an understanding of what's in. It's just a matter of going out and executing in the, as I've said before, the more reps we can get on film where we can coach them off the tape. I mean, I think every one of them can spit it back to us. What do you do in this situation? They can give it to you, but get a lot more film, get it on tape, coach it up, we'll watch it. And then it's tape that we'll use when we come back in July when we get back with these guys that, hey, this is, you know, this is, we'll obviously watch today's and tomorrow's after, but then Thursday we don't have an afternoon meeting, so, you know, we'll follow up with that when they come back in July. So,
because of the style of your offense.
Jeff, how close is Macklin to being all the way back? Because it's still too early to tell.
I mean, he's participated in everything, so, you know, whether it's, I mean, that's more of a question, I think, for Jeremy, but he's been cleared to do everything and hasn't missed anything, so he's running around doing everything for us. So But he'd probably give you a better indication of it, you know, percentage-wise where he feels he is at this point in time. But he's doing everything, and you'll see him out here doing everything. So,
because of the style of your offense, do you look for quarterbacks that have quick release more than perhaps others versus arm strength? Or is that not fair? I mean, you guys threw down the field almost as much as that, maybe even more than any other team last year. So, but do you focus on that because your guy is kind of like a point guard in some way, that quick getting rid of the ball quickly?
We focus on everything. I mean, there's not one thing that we look for and say, you know, he has a quick release, but it's okay. He doesn't have a very strong arm. I think you want the whole package in terms of what you're looking for. So you don't look at one and say, hey, we'll take this over this. I mean, I think it's a combination of how accurate a thrower he is. You know, and I'm not going to say, hey, I want to take this guy and get out of his hands really quick, but he's really inaccurate when he throws the football. So there's a lot more that goes into it than just one thing. So,
he's Matt Reynolds. What do you do to compensate for missed time?
There is no compensation. I mean, those are the rules. You know, Zach went through it last year. Anybody that's at, I think there's six schools now that are still fall under that thing, is, you know, we were allowed to Skype with him. You know, so our defensive coaches and special teams coach, secondary coach John Lovett and Phipp Skyped with him, I think, once a week. And just follow the rules that they have in place for those guys. And he got here, he participated in Thursday's OTA, so he'll go through today. But there's no compensation. It's not like if we put him out here now, it's like, okay, now he hasn't been here. It's you know, our whole premise is we're going to throw him in the deep end and see if he can swim. So
it's not more reps, though, or anything of that nature?
No, not for the other guys. The other guys got to get reps, too. So
you have a bunch of guys working punt returns and kick returns. Mm-hmm. So talk about that competition you have there. Do you feel like you have the guys there somewhere to make it happen?
I don't know. You know, I think it's a difficult time in a lot of these evaluations in the spring because there's no contact. You really can't get in front of people and do things. So we're rolling guys through there, you know, really working on the fundamentals of how to field a kick, how to catch a kickoff, how to catch a kickoff, a punt, how to get it up the field a little bit. But there's a lot of, especially in the special teams, cooperation that has to go on because of the non-contact and everything. So it's just getting fundamental reps of guys back there fielding balls. But, you know, who it's going to end up being or where it is. And, you know, obviously Darren's the one proven commodity that has had a lot of success in the league doing it. But, you know, it's anxious to take a look at two of the young kids. Josh Huff returned kickoffs in college. Jordan Matthews returned punts in college. So, you know, you get a chance to take a look at those guys and add them into the mix with some of the other guys that we've had back there. Damaris, Jeff Mail has returned kicks before. We've always tried to get Coop back there, just as when you have a 46-man roster, who's your backup returner, it becomes a big question. So if you lose your return in the game, who can go out there in a pinch? So, you know, we're just trying to get those guys fundamental reps right now. What's that?
What have you seen out of Josh Huff?
You know, the same thing. I've known Josh. I know him extremely well just because I had an opportunity to coach him for 3 years. But great work ethic, an explosive player, you know, that really can change direction very, very quickly. He's big. He's physical. He's just transitioning because our terminology is different than what he had in college. So I can explain to him because I know what his terminology in college was like. So, you know, we called that this when I was with you, Josh. We call it this now, or, you know, but a real student of the game. I think him and Jordan have hit it off and really play off each other right now. So it's two real good young guys to go together. So.
Fletcher and defensive line earlier. Would you like to be able to rotate linemen more this year, defensive linemen, and do you think you might have enough depth now?
It all just depends on the players. I mean, you want to get your best players out there, but obviously if depending on the amount of snaps, the fresher you can have guys out there, you know, the better. If you're going against an offensive lineman, it's a 70-snap game, and, you know, you're throwing two different bodies at them, and they're of equal ability, then you can do that. If you have one guy that's just head and shoulders above the other guy, you got to keep him on the field a little bit more. So.
Go back to Huff real quickly. You guys ran him maybe you did when he was at Oregon. You did a little like jet sweeps and stuff like that. And if you look at him, he almost kind of looks like a running back. Bill, can he do that? Is that part of his?
I mean, he has the ability. He's a dynamic kid when run after the catch and with the ball in his hands, and that's why we're looking at him as a returner now. But, you know, we're real conscious with all our young guys not to overload them from a mental standpoint. So, and there's still a lot of learning. I think the perception that because Josh played at Oregon, he can step in here. Our offense is totally different than it was at Oregon. So, you know, there's still a learning curve for him, even though he is but the one thing that he has that I don't have the benefit of Jordan is I understand where Josh came from. So I know the language he spoke the last couple of years, so I can help him transition. Hey, this was this, you know, or this one's new, this one's new, this one's new. This was what we called it here. So, you know, there's some similarities in terms of what we do. But I understand where the terminology gap is going to be for him. So,
what's the value in having Josh? You mentioned the two of them, the two rookie receivers. They can kind of be together in the meetings and on the field and even off the field probably, and having two rookie guys in the same position.
Well, we got four. You know, you got to add Kadron Boone and Caron Pratt to that group too. So the four young receivers right now have really, really, really impressed with just their. What they want to get accomplished here. They're here every day early. They work extremely hard. They're always asking questions. So I think the four of them are feeding off each other. So,
Chip, a guy like Villanueva came in here pretty raw. What kind of camp has he had so far? I hear he's gained some weight. Just talk about his progression.
He's doing a real nice job, and I think you forget what he's transitioning from. Not only did he spend his stint with the Army, but his last year at West Point, he was a wide receiver, you know, and now he's playing defensive line in the National Football League. So not only is it a transition because he hasn't played football in a couple years, it's, you know, he's playing really a new position. He played some defensive end, I think his sophomore junior year at Army, but then he was moved to offensive line, then he went from offensive line to wide receiver. So he's had a real varied background, but it's impressive to see a guy that's had that much of a background, had that much of a layoff, to see, you know, kind of how he's acclimated and fit in. And when we got a chance to see him work out, when we brought him in here to work him out, you could tell how athletic he is for a guy that is 6'9", you know, and now he's up from, I think he was here at 277. He's gained some weight now because he was running 4 or 5 miles a day just to keep him training for the Army, but it's a little bit different running that's going on here. So he's a guy that I think you'll really keep an eye on just because he's got such an upside, and I really don't know where how the whole thing will pan out, but I in terms of a work ethic and things like that, his is kind of second to none, so.
Two more guys.
Alex Cedric,
Gordon, is there something that is there something Cedric can do to dramatically, or in any line of your experience, something they can do in an offseason to dramatically improve their pass rush? Is there something coaches can do to kind of help coach it out? Or
dramatically?
Yeah.
I don't know if dramatically, but I think everybody can improve. So, you know, the one thing Wiz said is how hard he works. He was here every day in the offseason, did a lot of handwork in the offseason, and so there's a lot of things all those guys can, you know, the one thing you forget about Seth is he's still extremely young. I think he's just going into his third year. So, you know, all of them can improve. But I don't know if I would use the word dramatic for anybody at this point in time. When you're in the National Football League, I don't think you're going to go from all of a sudden turn into a 15-sack guy. But I think he can improve, yeah.
Jim, what kind of progress are you seeing from Nick Foles just during the springtime here going to the challenge?
Just a better command and an understanding of what's going on, you know, lining guys up where nobody was lining. Coaches were lining everybody up last year. It was, you know, but now Nick is really got a great command of what we're doing offensively to kind of, and you can just see it. And there's a lot more confidence in how he's playing. And now it's just a matter of refining the little things for him, footwork, handoffs, carrying out fakes, the minor details. They're really major details, but he's not worried about where he's going with the ball. It's just, how's he going to do that? How can he manipulate the safety, but he's still going to throw the ball to his left, so.
Right, next time.